in the life now.
Oh, now I'm fucking set.
I swear to God, if you fall asleep,
I'm not gonna fall asleep. Pissed. I'm actually like really weak. Okay. But well, like I'm also really comfortable. Should I start?
Sure. This is gonna be a wild one because I literally am looking at these names and I'm like, I don't know how to pronounce any of these.
I saw you like gulp. That's funny. Wow. Okay. Hello everyone and welcome back to The Future Is Bright? I'm Lindsay.
I'm Bridget.
I actually currently feel like I'm laying in therapy because, you know, like, in the movies when they lay down
on, like, the couch, like, and yeah. I'm like, so tell me.
Right.
About yourself.
Yeah, I am fully sprawled out.
Yeah.
The most comfortable I've ever been. Also, the most laying down I've ever been.
And, like, microphone position is on point, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just been one of those weeks, so I'm just, you know, laying.
It's alright.
Whatever.
We're fine.
Have they heard from us in a while? When's the last time we put out an episode? You guys missed out on us. We haven't heard from us in a while.
No, it was, I missed this week.
Yeah, it's whatever.
I just didn't feel like it.
Yeah, it's fucking fine.
Honestly.
I mean, you're the only
but
one
But they're
going to
get
it.
Two episodes of me in a row, so.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
yeah,
us.
Because Bridget fucking does everything for this, basically. And I suck and haven't researched, so.
I mean.
We're there.
I did these notes. I don't know how this is gonna go, so.
It's fine. That's just where I'm at with my life. Bridget's done the editing for pretty much every episode because she is a million times better at it than I am.
I don't think so.
So, I think so.
I just...
It's easier for you.
Mildly know what I'm doing.
Right, and I, spicily don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, I get it.
I was thinking of the opposite of, right. Yeah, so I just, you know, but... Whatever.
It's fine.
I mean, I would just like to take this time to say, I looked over at the...
A moment of silence.
Yeah. A moment of silence for Oscar. If anyone who doesn't know who Oscar is, that is the fish that I would look over at all the time and say, wow, is Oscar dead?
Who has actively been dying for the last, at least, minimum, a year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. He's dead. He died.
Yeah.
I came over here one day. We didn't record. We were just fucking hanging out. And he was fucking white. And I was like, that's fucking nasty.
I forgot you were here.
Yep. Yeah. So, he did.
He did.
He did.
He's in a garbage bag.
Right.
In a landfill now.
Right, I was gonna say. Probably being eaten by raccoons.
Oh, we gave back to the environment.
Right. Right, and the other fish in there, the fucking gross tiger-looking one, was eating him, so.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. It was a little nasty.
Yeah, but, you know, it's circle of life.
I guess you're right.
It happens. That fish was, like 10 or 11 years old.
Yeah, I felt
stupid.
Really bad for him. Yeah. But, so, yeah, we're just...
So now there's no more fish to say, oh my god, is that thing dead?
Yeah. Which is sad. But hopefully we'll get a new one that I can look at and watch swim around.
Yeah.
So, Bridget's dad, if you're listening, you should get a little fish that could swim around that I could watch.
Remember when you got...
Shut up. I was so afraid that your dad would hate me, and he probably did.
Fuck you. We were in high school, right?
Yep.
And we went to a fair, and we won a little
stupid
goldfish from the fair, like the feeder fish.
Yep.
And I had a tank full of, if anybody knows what African cichlids are, down here. And we put the fish in the tank. I thought that it was going to get eaten because it was tiny and the feeder fish. Turns out it didn't get eaten, but it did kill the whole tank.
Right. And it was my fault because I won the fish.
Yeah.
And I couldn't bring the fish home because I have cats and they would have knocked over the tank.
Yeah.
So I was like, here, Bridget, have my fish because you have fish tanks. And you told me that it killed all of the fish in your fish tank.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I can never go over her house. Like, because this is when we were like first friends.
And yeah, we weren't, like, as close as
yeah,
we
and
now,
I was like,
yeah.
Her dad is gonna hate me, I can never go over her house. Yeah, it was the scariest, like, yeah. I was
It,
really
like,
sad.
Gave our whole, like, tank, like, ick, which, if you know what that is, it, like, is a parasite on fish.
Yeah, so I did that.
It's pretty funny.
I was really upset.
I think it's funny.
Your dad was probably so fucking mad.
No, he was. I mean, he didn't pay attention to the tank anyway. So. Oh. African cichlids kind of just do their own thing. They
But I was still upset because I didn't want your fish to...
It's pretty tragic.
How many fish did I kill?
Probably like a good like 7 or 8.
Oh my god, I'm a mass murderer.
Pretty much.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, it's pretty much genocide.
Wow. I mean, I technically didn't do it. The fair did. But you, like...
Listen, did Hitler really kill Jewish people, or did other people? Just saying. I'm comparing you to Hitler right now.
Thank you, I guess.
You're welcome.
But I would compare the fair to Hitler and me... Oh, I don't want to compare me to anything in that, because I'm not related in any way. But, you know. Yeah. Anyway, that fish over there now looks pretty lonely.
Yeah.
What's his name?
You can name him right now.
Corey. I don't know. It okay. Just came to me.
Corey. We have a spider living outside on our mailbox. Uh-huh. He's pretty cool. His name's Larry.
Why doesn't your snake eat Larry? Can't snakes eat spiders?
I mean, yeah, but that would require them taking my snake out of the tank, bringing it outside, and do you know how much of a hazard that is?
Is it? I didn't
He's really
that.
Quick.
Oh.
So I can't really hold on to him because he's also very tiny, and right. I don't want to squish
him. Well, and he's a snake. They kind of slither.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
So, okay. Yeah. But Larry's pretty cool. He catches all the gnats that are outside.
That's good. That's good.
Catches the flies.
That's good for Larry.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's pretty dope.
All right. Well, Bridget has fish, a spider, a snake, a dog.
We've got a fucking farm
there
over
you
here.
Yeah. All she needs is
you got
chickens.
Cats?
I got cats. That's
my neighbor has chickens.
There you go. You should get chickens. That should be your next
thing. I would
step.
Rather die.
Really?
I don't like birds.
Oh, but I didn't. Oh,
chickens
yeah.
count.
Did I know that?
I would hope so, considering I'm deathly afraid of birds.
I feel like I knew that.
Yeah. Well, most people know that.
One of my favorite facts about you is that you don't like french fries.
Yeah, correct. I don't.
Yeah, because I think it's the stupidest fact ever.
Thanks.
But preach. Just saying.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Or soda, yeah.
Soda's, like, a little bit more normal, but...
French fries is normal?
No, french fries... I feel like everyone in America likes french fries. And overseas, probably, as well.
Well, yeah, because they do, like,
but
fish
they call
and chips,
chips
there, so...
Yeah, right.
And most people like fish and chips.
Right, exactly. So... Yeah. Okay, whatever. Well, should we talk about our case since we're...
I mean... Yeah.
Oh, it's overseas! But I'm bummed.
Sick segue.
Yeah. You're welcome.
It is overseas, but not in England. No. Oh! Hitler, Germany.
Oh, God. I hate that.
Here we go. We're here. We made it.
All right, we're good.
And it's the time period, because it's 1922.
Oh, shit.
So,
okay. Wow, you did an old-time one, too.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know where I found this. Don't remember where I found
okay.
it. But
okay.
It's the... Okay. So, okay,
yeah,
I'm just gonna,
you have to put a little...
we're gonna make a preface and say that this is a German case. I'm not German, nor do I know how to pronounce German names.
Right.
So, I'm going to try
I should ask my sister. Okay. Keep going, I'm gonna ask my sister what percent German we are, and then I will get back to you.
Okay, cool. So, I'm assuming that you've never heard of this before, so it's the Hinterkaifeck murders.
No.
Okay. Because I never heard of it either, so. Okay. So on April 1st, 1922, two coffee sellers were arriving at Hinterkaifeck, which is like a farm in Germany. Like it's what like okay. So what I was reading, it kept saying this as if it was like a place.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was a town because they didn't really
sounds
make it
like
seem
town.
Like a town because they made it seem like it was specifically
like
just this
it?
Farm. I tried and I couldn't get like a
how do you spell it? H A
it's
H-I-N
T E R
uh-huh
K A I F E K.
The only thing that pops up is the murders, so I'm not gonna
yeah.
read any deeper.
So like
that.
I don't really know because like I said, when they refer to it, it sounds like they're specifically referring to this farm.
Right.
But then it also sounds like they're referring to a town, but I
okay.
don't think they are.
Okay.
So I don't really know. All but right. it was in Germany. So. So they arrived at this farm to take a coffee like order.
Right. Which is pretty cool. I think that should still
right?
be around.
I agree. There should
yeah.
be somebody from Dunkin' Donuts that walks around
oh
and
my
takes my coffee.
Oh, God.
Order.
If somebody from Dunkin' Donuts walked around and, oh, I would die.
They
okay.
should do, like, you know, like drink carts, like, on
right.
golf courses?
Yeah.
They should have that around the neighborhood,
yep.
but coffee.
Yeah. I agree.
Don't yep. Nobody steal that business.
No. I'm don't. That. We're patented right now. Signed. Sealed.
Signed.
Delivered.
Sorry. TM. So at this farm lived the... Gruber family, G-R-U-B-E-R.
Yeah.
Gruber,
yep.
Gruber.
Gruber,
and
Goofy Goobers. Sorry.
Goobers, yeah. and it consisted of Andreas, who is 63, Kadzelia, which I looked up how to say it beforehand.
Okay.
Which is, who is 72, and they were married.
Okay.
And then their daughter, Victoria, who is 35. Mm-hmm. And then her two children, again, Kadzelia was her daughter. Cute. And then Joseph was son. So they knocked on the door, like these two men that were coming to sell coffee.
Right.
And nobody answered, so they figured they must have been, like, in the back, like, you know, doing farm things or whatever.
Right.
And they weren't, so they just left. They were like, fuck you.
Right.
Your coffee order.
Right, right, right.
So 3 days later, on April 4th, Albert Hoffner went to Hinterkaifeck to repair an engine on a piece of, like, farm equipment. And he waited around for the family for about an hour, but no one seemed to, like, be home. Like, they just didn't know where they were.
Okay.
So he decided to just do the repair, which took about 4.5 hours.
Jeez.
Which is, like, stupid.
Okay.
But now people were, like, starting to get concerned that, like, nobody had heard from this family in the last 4 days.
Right.
So this guy, Lorenzo Schittenberg.
Okay. Schittenberg.
Lorenzo.
Okay.
Oh, Lorenz, sorry, not O. Ooh, there's
like
no O.
Lorenz.
Who I think was either a friend or a neighbor.
Okay.
One of the two.
He could be a neighbor and a friend.
Correct. True. He sent his sons over to check on the family.
Right.
And eventually, like, the kids came back and were just like, oh, like, ah, we didn't find
anything. Is nobody going in the house?
Well, no, the house is locked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Duh.
So Lorenz decided to just go over there himself with his friend Michael and Jacob. Also, anything that's like a K sound is a K.
Right.
It's not a C, which I find very strange. Like, Jacob is J-A-K-O-B.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Victoria's the same way. It's V-I-K.
Oh.
V-I-C.
I should look it up, but I won't.
Yeah.
But.
Really weird. But anyway.
Interesting.
So they realized that nobody had checked, like, the barn part of the property. So they decided to go over there, and what they found was the bodies of Andreas, Kadzelia, Victoria, and the other Kadzelia, so the kid and the mom, or the grandma, I guess.
And not the son.
Not the son. And they were both, all well, not both, but they were all very obviously murdered.
Dead.
They were all stacked on top of one another.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So then they decided to break into the house.
Okay.
And they ended up finding Joseph. And a maid who had worked for the family named Maria, who was also dead.
Oh, that's sad.
And Joseph was 2.
Oh.
And the other daughter was 7.
Oh.
Yeah. So, backing up slightly, before the murder.
Right.
There wasn't much known about the family themselves, because it was, like, 1920s and in Germany, and what the fuck do we know about that?
Right.
But Germany was, like, in shambles.
Okay.
Because this was right after World War I. And the Nazi party was on the rise.
Okay.
So, everybody was kind of like, what the fuck is happening?
Right.
It wasn't, like, the best place to be, and there was actually, like, a lot of murder happening just, like, in general.
Oh.
Like, in the government.
Interesting.
There was 300 members of government and politicians murdered, like, from the end of World War One to, like, now.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, not now.
Now,
but, like,
1922.
Yeah. So, the family wasn't involved in politics as far as, like, I could find.
Right.
However, they had to have been, like, at least, like, slightly wealthy, so they could have, like,
because they had
inherently, like, been part of politics. Yeah, so they own like, a whole-ass house. They owned a whole farm. They owned a barn. They owned work equipment. They had a maid. Like,
I was
they
gonna
had
say,
to
the
have
only
money.
Thing I'm thinking is they had a maid, not that they had a whole ass farm.
Yeah. Like, but they had, like, they had to have that money.
Right.
So, leading up to the bodies being found, there were strange things that were happening around the house.
Okay.
And I do have to say that this is, like, all alleged stuff.
Right.
Because obviously it's not coming from the families themselves. It's coming from, like, neighbors and friends that, like, the family told that these people and this is what these people told the cops. So, first, the family's original maid, so their first maid, had quit working for the family 6 months before the murders, and the only reason why this is strange at all is because the reason she quit was because she kept hearing strange sounds coming from the attic, and she thought the house was haunted.
Interesting.
So she was like, I'm not working here because this is haunted.
Okay.
Which, like, me.
Right. Literally same.
and then Andreas, so, the dad...
Right.
Found newspapers on the property in March of 1922 that he couldn't remember buying, and it was also from a town that was, like, an hour away.
Oh.
Which they didn't go to.
That's weird.
So it was, like, yeah, it was, like, weird, but he thought, like, oh, like, the postman just probably, like, dropped it. Like, on accident. Yeah. He also allegedly had saw footprints in the snow leading from the woods that was near their house to a broken door in the farm's, like, machine room, but no footprints going back to the woods.
Oh.
So only, like, towards the house, not away from the house.
Oh, that's weird.
And he mentioned this to a neighbor, and the neighbor actually offered to give him, like, a gun.
Right.
Like, but he was like, nah, I'm good.
Okay.
And then that same night that he, like, saw the footsteps, they heard footsteps in the attic, but when they searched, like, the building, they didn't find anything.
Somebody was living in their house, basically.
Could have been, yeah.
Right.
And then, also keys would go, like, went missing from the house.
Okay.
That, like, couldn't,
right.
They couldn't find. So, we know a few dates, but, like, not exact dates, like, leading up to the murders.
Right.
So a new maid started working there on March 31st, 1922.
Okay.
And that was, like, the maid that got murdered.
Right.
And her sister had brought her to the farm and dropped her off. And that's the night that they think that everybody got murdered.
March 31st?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. When were they found?
The 4th, April 4th.
Oh, okay, okay.
But, like, this poor girl still just started her job.
Yeah.
It was the first day, and she got murdered on the first night of her job.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. So, again, we don't know, like, exactly what happened from, like, the 31st to the 4th, but it's thought that somebody lured Andreas, Katzelia, Victoria, and the younger Katzelia out of the house one at a time to the barn and murdered them, like, one individually, and then went inside the house and killed Maria in her bed and then Joseph in his crib.
Aww.
Yeah. So what the police found was that the murder weapon most likely was a mattock, which is, like, kind of like a pickaxe.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's used to, like, dig or, like, chop things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The mattock most likely was also the family's, and it wasn't found at the crime scene, and there was one missing.
Oh.
So, like...
Okay.
All of the family members were struck in the head with this and killed, so...
Okay.
It was, like, the same exact, like, way.
Right.
It was believed that the parents, so Andreas and Katzelia, were lured out first, then killed, then Victoria and her daughter... Then they were killed.
Right.
And then went into the house and killed the other two.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, the bodies in the barn were stacked on top of one another and then tried, like, to be covered with hay. And this is so fucking bad. This made me, like, want to throw up.
Okay.
The younger, like, Katzelia was actually alive and had been alive for several hours after she was attacked.
Oh,
like, she was obviously found dead.
Right.
But the reason that they knew that she was alive was because she was found like, clumps of hair in her hands.
Oh.
So, like, she was, like, pulling her hair out.
Oh.
Like, there was, like, patches of, like, hair missing.
Oh, no.
Because she was basically lying there, dying.
Right.
Underneath or on top of, like,
her mom
and her grandparents.
Oh, God.
Awful.
Yeah.
So after the autopsies, which, like, I'm surprised that, like, there's two things in this that, like, really surprised me, which I'll get to later.
Okay.
But, like, this was one of them that, like, in 1922 we were doing, like,
full-on autopsies. Yeah, that's weird.
Like, I don't know if it's weird to, like, think that, but I just didn't think that was, like, happening.
Maybe it's, like, just not as advanced as it is
maybe,
now.
But, like, they still did it.
Right.
I don't know. But,
I should Google when did autopsies start.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, I'm doing it.
I'm gonna keep reading.
Okay, keep reading.
After the autopsy of the bodies, it was said that the skulls of some of the, of, like, I think three of them were sent to a psychic to be examined. So, like, they cut the heads off, took the skulls, and sent it to a psychic. And then two of the bodies were buried without their heads.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's true, but it was, like, in several sources.
Right. The earliest recorded autopsy in America was performed in 1662.
Oh, shit.
So they've been doing autopsies.
Oh, they had
Should I look it up in Germany, since we're doing about a Germany?
Yeah.
About a Germany.
About a Germany.
Okay, it's not as easy to find that.
I mean, it doesn't pop up when you put it in Google.
No, not like U.S. okay, what is...
Well, I assume it's about the
it's
same.
It's probably about the same.
Yeah. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't say, but... Okay.
So, the... When, like, the police were trying to, like, do the whole crime scene thing, it was pretty difficult to examine because there had been, like, people walking in and out of, like, the house and the barns, and people moved the bodies and touched shit and cooked kid dinner in the kitchen and, like, all the stuff that people did before right. we knew that evidence was a thing.
Right, yeah.
So at first it was thought that the reason the family was attacked was because they had money, mm-hmm. so they were thinking, like, it was just, like, a robbery. Right. But while searching the house, they found, like, incredible amounts of money, so, oh. like... There was
so it wasn't
taken.
About money, right?
The crazy thing about this is also that the investigators believe that whoever did this stayed in the family's house after the murders
of
were committed.
Of course they did.
So evidence supports this, because all the animals animals were, like, fed.
Right.
There was bread that was eaten, and there was meat that had been cut, like, freshly, like, from the pantry.
Oh, that's weird.
So... it was also noted that a man named Michael was passing by, like, the farm 3 days before the bodies were found.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw that someone had heated the oven, and a man with a lantern came, like, walking towards him from the house.
That's sketch.
But he just, like, went on his way. He was
right.
like, oh,
he
whatever.
Didn't really think anything yeah. of it.
And he also noticed smoke was coming from the fireplace. And there was a really awful smell.
Oh.
But, like, there was, like, nothing that, like, went further with that. Like, the police didn't look into it. Like, nobody, right. like, looked into, like,
not out of the ordinary.
What was in the oven or right. what was in the fireplace or right. anything like that. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, there were several suspects that they thought could have done this. And when I see, mean, like, say several, I mean, like, over 100.
Oh. Okay.
There was over 100 people interviewed. And, I mean, I'm only gonna, like, go through a couple of them.
Right.
So, the first person that they thought could have done this would have been Lorenz, the guy that discovered the bodies.
Right.
So, his wife had died in 1918, and it was supposed that he had a relationship with Victoria.
Ah.
And that he was actually the father of Joseph.
Oh.
And this whole thing is kind of weird, because... Okay, so it's also known that Victoria and her dad,
oh god,
had relationships.
Oh, don't like that. Okay.
And it's like for sure it happened because they both went to jail for it in 1915. Oh. But it's not known whether it's like a they both consensually did it or like he raped her.
Well,
like
why
the
would
dad.
She go to jail for
and
it?
Then, well, it was the 1922
well,
in
true.
Germany.
Right.
I don't
okay.
know what the fuck went on then.
Interesting.
But it was also rumored that Andreas could have been Joseph's father.
Right.
So this Lorenz guy came into the picture as a suspect because of some things that happened, like, right before the discovery of the bodies.
Right.
So when he came to look for the family in the first place, he had to break the gate to get into the barn because all the doors were locked. But after finding the bodies, Lorenz locked the front, like, unlocked the front door with a key and just went in the house.
What?
Yeah.
So where did he find the key?
Well, if you remember, there was keys that had been stolen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, it also could have just been a key that was given to him because they were neighbors.
Right.
But, like...
Right, or he knew where, like, you know, everyone hides
like,
a key.
Like, hides a key, yeah.
Right.
But then, like, the thing is, like, why did he then break into the gate right. if he could have just walked
right,
through the
front
door?
Right, that makes sense. Yeah.
So
he knew where they were buried if he went right to the barn, too.
Right, and nobody checked the barn except right. for this guy.
Right.
So he was questioned on why he went into the house alone the first time.
Right.
Because he had no idea if the murderer was still in the house, so it's like, why would you go in alone?
Right.
But Lorenz said that he was going to look for his son,
oh.
Joseph. Because...
Shit, okay. Yeah. All right.
So,
good excuse.
He's also the one that moved the bodies when they, like, found them.
Oh.
So, kind of weird.
Yeah.
He also said some, like, super weird shit, like, after the murders happened. So, the house and the property was destroyed in 1925. Like, they just totaled, like, like, whatever it.
Okay.
So, Lorenz was seeing, seen going to, like, the remains of the demolished farm, and when he was asked why he was there in the first place, he said that the person who did this tried to bury the family in the ground, but couldn't because the ground was frozen. He just, like, said that, like,
interesting.
Off-cuff.
Okay.
And it wasn't prompted that he said that. And, like, also super weird because, like, why the fuck would you say that?
Yeah.
And, like, that also means that he knew, like, that the ground was frozen in that specific spot, like, on that day.
Yeah, that's weird.
Kind of weird.
I don't like that.
Yeah. It was also known that Victoria demanded financial support from Joseph and rumored that he killed them so that he didn't have to pay financial support.
Right.
However, Lorenz won several civil, like, claims for slander against him.
Of course.
And he was never arrested for the crime. And, he died in 1941 and was never convicted and, like, kept his, like, innocence, like, the whole time.
Alright.
So there was another suspect named Carl Gabriel, and Carl was the husband of Victoria.
Okay.
Previously.
Like her ex-husband.
Yeah, and she was a widow, so he's dead.
Oh.
But it's still rumored that he could have killed the family.
How?
So, he was killed, allegedly, in France in December 1914 during World War I. However, his body was never recovered, and after the murders, people began to speculate whether or not he was actually dead.
Oh my god.
So again, Victoria had given birth to her son, Joseph, and there was a rumor that this was actually her father's son, like, whatever. And this could have been, like, people speculate that it could have been, like, a revenge killing.
Oh.
And during World War II, so the next World War.
Right.
There were, like, war captives that were being released from Soviet captivity, and they claimed that they had been sent home from a German-speaking officer claiming to be the murderer of Hinterkaifeck. Oh. And many people have theories that this was Carl on the Soviet side, because those who testified after he had died said that he always wanted to go to Russia.
Oh.
Like, he was planning on going to Russia after the war.
Interesting.
So, don't know.
Okay. That would have been a really crazy story.
That would be wild, imagine.
Yeah, man, like, gets away with murder.
Yeah.
And faking his own
because
death.
Because he's already dead, but isn't really. Yeah.
Wow,
that
okay.
That would be absolutely wild.
Yeah.
So, there's two other suspects. They're brothers. There's two sets of brothers that are also suspects. So it's the Bilcher brothers. Bilcher? Sure. The maid that was formerly working for the family, the one that left, suspected Anton and Carl Bitchler had killed the family.
Okay.
It was said that Anton had helped with a potato harvest at Hinterkaifeck, so he was, he knew the property pretty well. And he was often reported saying things like, oh, like, that family deserves to die, like, that family should be dead, like, stuff like that.
Right.
And when the maid was interviewed, she started saying that, like, the family's dog that they had barked at everyone except for Anton.
Oh.
And there was no dog, like, heard barking the night of the murders.
Hmm.
And she thought that maybe the two brothers had teamed up with a man named Gregor.
Interesting.
And Gregor had allegedly stolen from the family in 1920.
Uh-huh.
And he also stated that he had carved the handle of the murder weapon, so he knew where the weapon was.
Oh.
So that was, like, another, like, lead that, like, they followed but also got nowhere.
Got nowhere. Okay.
Another set of brothers that were suspected were the Thaler brothers. The former maid, so same chick, also suspected them. They had committed a number of robberies before this murder in the same, like, area.
Uh-huh.
And the maid said that Joseph Thaler would stand at the window and question her about the family, but she never, like, gave him answers.
Good for her.
Yeah, for real. And while talking to him, he claimed to her that he knew where each family member slept and knew that they had a lot of money.
Oh.
So, during that conversation, she said that there was always another guy, like, standing, like, in the background, too.
Oh, that's creepy.
She assumed to be, like, a brother.
Right.
But that lead was followed, ever happened.
Okay.
So, the next person that they suspected was a man named Paul Milner. Muller.
Muller sounds German, yes.
So, a man named Paul Muller had been suspected. Okay, this is a little, like, kind of going back. Backstory? But he was suspected of killing a family in Massachusetts in 1897.
Okay.
And he also allegedly killed dozens of other people, but wasn't really convicted of anything.
How?
He literally got away with murder.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So, the murder in Massachusetts were very similar to that of the murder in Germany.
Oh.
And they were both at, like, isolated homes. The entire family was murdered. The weapon was a blunt-edged, like, farm tool. And there was no robbery, even though there could have been. Like, in both cases.
Right.
So, someone was catching wind that Paul Muller had been involved in these murders in Massachusetts. Okay. And a few other murders that were very similar. So some people think that he fled back to his home country of Germany and then just continued to do the same thing there.
Right.
But nobody, like, actually ever, like, caught him for doing anything. Like, he was never convicted of anything.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then the last thing that is suspected is ghosts.
Oh. Ghosts killing them?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Interesting. Let's hear that.
There's a theory that this murder was done by something paranormal.
Okay.
Only reason this is suspected is because of the strange things that were happening prior to the murders, like the footsteps and nobody being found and keys going missing and nobody understanding where they went, footprints and no one's there, stuff like that. Obviously, I don't think that ghosts murder people.
Right, can't it just be, like, someone going missing?
Right, like, I don't really think that ghosts murder people, but that is still an option that people, bring up. So, unfortunately, it has been 100 years since
the murder. Oh, shit, 100 years?
Yeah, and no one knows what happened.
Wow.
It is a complete mystery. Nobody has ever been convicted. Nobody probably will ever be convicted.
Well, yeah, at this point.
So there have been many books and documentaries done about this and still no answer. But it's... So this pisses me off.
Okay.
So in 2017... Nope, 2007. 15 students in the German Police Academy examined this case using, like, modern techniques.
Right.
So, they concluded that the police at the time did a bad job of collecting evidence, even for, like, that time period.
Oh,
so, like, this is one thing that surprised me, is that they failed to take fingerprints, which, like, wasn't a new thing to do. Like, they were doing that. Like, they knew that they should have done that, and just didn't.
Okay.
And so this is what pisses me off. So they, the whole team that was there, agrees on who could have done this crime. So, like, they have something that, like, oh, this person did it. But the name has never been released because they don't want to bring that on the current relatives of that person.
What the fuck does it matter? It was 100 years ago.
Yeah. So they won't say who they think did it because they don't want, like, anything to happen or to go towards, like, this person's, like...
That's a little fucked up.
Now current relatives.
That's stupid.
Right? Is that selfish?
That is a little selfish.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's stupid.
So, yeah, so that's, it's a pretty short case, because literally we have no fucking idea what happened. This whole family was just murdered, and...
Right, and nobody...
For, don't know a reason, don't know who, don't know anything.
I'm liking the first guy.
Yeah, that was who I think could have been...
Not Lorenz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, kind of, like, had, like, a weird relationship with Victoria, and, like, didn't want to pay child support, and, like, had a key to the house.
Knocked down the fucking barn.
Yeah, like, went like, to the barn.
Like, how do you know, like, right away that it was in the barn?
Right.
Yeah. I think it was probably him.
So, that's, like, the best, like...
Guess,
I guess, but...
Right.
Yeah, so there's been nobody, and it's been 100 years, and 15 people in Germany know it, but don't.
That is a little bit insane.
Yeah, so...
Well, I would like to let you know that I am 3.1% German.
3.1?
Yeah.
All right.
So...
I just, there, the...
Oh, fuck, that hurt. Sorry. That actually didn't hurt at all. I don't know why I said that.
I think you just scared yourself
already. Yeah, I did. Because I felt like it hurt. It was going to hurt more. But yeah.
The coffee sellers, they both had names. I was like, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they were really
One of them's
hard.
Name was Hans. Like,
oh, I fucking love that name.
Ew.
Like Hans from Frozen.
Yeah.
You don't like that name?
No. And why would you like that name after that character?
He's the bad guy?
Yes.
I haven't seen Frozen in a very long
time. Oh my
time.
God, he literally was using Anna.
Oh.
To get to the crown. He made
I just
her
went
fall
to
in
a Frozen themed birthday party.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Cute. Wait,
I'll
for
remember
what?
That. Amelia's, Ronnie's niece.
Oh.
Yeah,
how old
Amelia.
She's
3.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you know Frozen came out next year, 10 years ago?
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. 2013.
That is gross.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't realize that movie came out while we were still in high school.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Did you see I was trying to braid my hair while you were...
No, I didn't, actually.
I don't know why. I think because of the way I'm laying, I felt like I could easily do it.
I can't French braid my hair.
Neither did I. But I had the confidence today to think that I could do it. But
and
I didn't do it, so...
Yeah.
You know.
I can't do that. I wish I could, but...
Me too. Because since I got my hair done recently... She says I can't wash every day, and if you know me, I wash my hair every single day.
Do you?
So she, yeah.
That's so bad for your hair.
It's because my hair is very thick and knotty that I have to.
Well, you can, like, condition it every day, or put leave-in conditioner.
No, that's what I do. I condition it. I don't do shampoo every
day. Oh, okay.
Yeah. but anyway, she told me to braid it every night to keep it from getting knotty overnight.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, if I fucking knew how to braid my hair, I would.
Oh, you don't know how to braid at all?
No.
Oh, that's easy. I could teach you how to do that.
Well, I know how to braid, but she's talking, like, French braid, because if I lay down, like, if I lay down on my hair, like, so say I did just, like, a regular braid, the top, like, here would get
gets,
all
like,
knotty.
Knotty.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah. So, you know. But, yeah.
Hmm.
Sorry, that was a little side note story, but thank you for that cool episode.
Yeah, I mean.
It's not
short,
cool, but like.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
A short story, but, like, I was like, that's weird.
Crazy. It's weird, but, like, I feel like we kind of know who did it. It has to be.
Yeah, I feel like it, yeah. And, like, for them to, like, not, like, say the person, I feel
yeah,
like it has to be, like.
Yeah, that's a little fucked up. Yeah, maybe he became, like, big after.
Yeah. Or, like, murder. Maybe, like, it really was, like, Joseph, like, was Lorenzo's
right.
son, and now he doesn't, like, nobody wants
to,
like,
right,
impede
to say
on, like,
that.
That family.
Alright, follow us on Instagram.
FIB Podcast.
Hit us up on Facebook.
Futures Bright Podcast.
Send us a Gmail.
Futuresbrightpod@gmail.com.
Is that it? We give up on the YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So.
That's it.
That's it. Alright, well, this was fun, guys. Peace out.
Bye!
Bye! That one was good.